I love our young people being involved. Josh, you read this morning. Josh, last week at camp, we had a lot of young people that would lead a song for the very first time and said prayers for the very first time. And so really encouraging to see that. So we're going to be in the book of Daniel tonight. So this afternoon, as I was looking through this, I had in my head David. And so you can count how many times I say David instead of Daniel tonight, because that'll be a fun game. Because my eyeballs see Daniel, and my brain said David. I said, no. So that'll be kind of fun. Guys, you can keep tallying, and whoever wins, you'll get extra stuff. I don't know. That'll be fun. But Daniel, the story of Daniel is a story of faith. And if we read here in the book, the different trials that he went through, but yet he remained faithful to God no matter what had happened to him. And that's exactly how our life is as well. Our life is filled with moments when our faith is tested. And those tests come from many, many different places. Those tests can come from our culture. Maybe those tests come from hardships that we're dealing with in our lives. Sometimes those tests of faith come from the people that oppose us because we try to seek to follow Jesus. So the question really isn't, will our faith be tested? But the question is, when will our faith be tested? And then, what do we do when that happens? Because it's going to happen. And here Daniel was in that situation. His faith was tested. You probably knew this, but Daniel was probably somewhere in his 80s when he was thrown in the lion's den. He wasn't that little guy we see in VBS that got thrown in the lion's den. A good-looking young kid. That wasn't him. He may have been looking. I don't know. Dale's pretty good-looking. And he's 80-ish. No, not yet. But Daniel was probably in his 80s, roughly, when this event took place. He had served under multiple kings in his life. But even all that being said, his greatest loyalty was with God. And that example that we see here, that example shows us and it teaches us how to remain faithful, how to remain obedient to God, even when it comes at a cost. Let's go back to verse 3 in chapter 6. I'm going to read down through verse 10. Starting at verse 3, it says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. The king gave a thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault, because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, 'We shall not find any charge against Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.' So these governors and satraps thrown before the king and said thus to him, 'King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators, the counselors, the advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish this decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of Moses, Persians, which does not alter.' Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree." So now there's the trap. They tried to find something on him. They searched. They couldn't find anything. So now they got to figure out, okay, how do we show Daniel who's really in charge? You see, Daniel didn't suddenly become faithful when the decree was signed. Daniel was already faithful. His faithfulness to God was established long before this decree came. A couple things that the scripture says about Daniel. Verse 3 says, he distinguished himself because an excellent spirit was in him. Verse 4 said, his enemies could find no corruption or negligence. Verse 5 said, they concluded the only way to accuse him was because of his devotion to God. Verse 10, when Josh just read to us a moment ago, even after hearing the king's decree, Daniel, I didn't change anything, but he kept praying. He kept praying 3 times a day, just as he always had. He wasn't concerned with what was happening. He didn't say, oh, you know what? Jeez, I better change some things here because King, he made this decree. He didn't cave. He didn't fold. He was not worried about it. We talked this morning about how Jesus wasn't worried about sitting talking to the Samaritan woman who he shouldn't have been talking to as far as it comes to the time of the culture. That's the same thing here with Daniel. He wasn't worried about giving in to what society said. He was still focused on God. Are we that way? As I gotta say, society doesn't always line up with what the Bible says. Our culture isn't always a culture of living the way God has laid out for us in His Word. So what do? Do we stay strong? Do we continue to pray to God 3 times a day, so to speak, as Daniel did, or do we cave? I'd venture to say, this is an assumption, but I think it's a pretty good assumption. Those of you here tonight, on a Sunday night, pretty dedicated to the Lord. But that doesn't mean we're exempt from anything. See, Satan doesn't care. He doesn't care how long we've been a Christian. He doesn't care how long we've been faithful. Matter of fact, He tries harder to take us down. And he knows what to do that. He knows what to do to throw those things in our way. We're going to have that faith like Daniel. We're not going to worry about what society says. Are we going to remain true to God? Or are we going to cave? That's an individual decision that we have to make. Our spiritual habits help us prepare for life's greatest tests. In school, I'm sure you prepare for tests, right? Well, you should. I probably should have too, but I don't think I did very well. At work, if we have a big meeting, we prepare for those meetings. Well, how about our spiritual life? Are we prepared in our spiritual life to take on these trials we're going to face? How do we prepare? How do we know what the trials are going to be? How do we prepare? Well, how about we start with just reading the Bible? Pretty basic. Pretty plain. Pretty easy. But that's the best place to start. How we prepare our spiritual self, that's going to guide how we handle when we have these trials. Our faith is built one day at a time. We have to constantly continue to work on it. We said a couple times at camp this past week, we get in this bubble and it's great because we're with other people that love the Lord, and sometimes we have that false sense of when we roll up the driveway at camp then nothing can attack us because we're in that bubble of camp. Well, that's not true. Satan's still there. We can't escape it. No matter where we go in this world, we cannot escape Satan. We have to be prepared. We have to work on our faith daily. Daniel wasn't worried about what was happening. He stayed the course. And our faith probably is going to require us to remain courageous. We're going to be put to the test. Let's read starting at verse 11 in Daniel chapter 6. It says, "Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God." Excuse me. "And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true. According to the law of the Moses and Persians, which does not alter." So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who was one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." And the stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet of his lords, and the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Verse 18, "Now the king went to his place and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him." So they were looking to trap Daniel. They wanted to set him up. They wanted to find something. They knew that if they had the king make this decree, they knew that Daniel wasn't going to change. How would they know that? Why would they know that? Well, you see, Daniel lived exactly the way he said he lived. He showed others around him what faithfulness looked like. And they knew that. As a matter of fact, they took advantage of that. They knew he was still going to pray three times a day to God. And they just were waiting. Think back to your younger days. You ever trap your siblings? Oh, yeah, probably. You ever get him in trouble? Is he never done that, I don't think. Yeah, they were waiting for that moment. And they got it. And I wonder how quick they ran to the king. How quick did you go tell on somebody when you were younger? Couldn't get there quick enough. I said, "King, he's still doing it. He's still praying three times a day. Didn't you say this decree that you made?" It's interesting that's the language that's used. I think they kind of guided him to make that decree. But it was a decree you made, king. You said this, and it can't be changed according to the law. You think Daniel knew the consequences? He sure did. You think Daniel knew what was going to happen to him if he continued to pray to God as he had done? Yeah, he sure did. Notice some things Daniel did not do. He didn't hide his faith. He didn't stop praying for 30 days. He didn't look for an easier path out. But he just simply continued obeying God. What's it say in Acts verse 5? We must obey God rather than men. Daniel stayed the course. You see, faithfulness often requires choosing God's will over our comfort, over our popularity, and in Daniel's situation, over his safety. We're going to feel outside pressure. If we stay the course, if we decide we're going to remain faithful to God, we're going to feel outside pressure. And nobody in this room this evening is exempt from it. Satan doesn't care. How do we face those challenges? We may find these temptations at work, school, maybe our own families, maybe our neighbors. Maybe we're going to find some of these trials in some of our own sufferings. You see, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the obedience despite the fear. That's where courage comes from. Daniel showed what that looks like. Let's read, pick it up verse 19, Daniel 6. It says, then the king arose very early in the morning and went into haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion? And real quick, think about back to verse 18 for a second. It bothered the king to do what he had to do to Daniel. It says he went back. There were no musicians. King just will be by himself. Matter of fact, it says he lost sleep that night. Why? The king loved Daniel. He had been a servant. It bothered him to do to Daniel what he had to do because he made that decree. He couldn't change his mind. He couldn't make any exceptions. In essence, he was trapped into making this decree. He was talked into it. It bothered him that he did that. And I wonder, again, this is speculation, but I wonder, as he was going to where Daniel was that morning, I wonder what he was thinking. Probably when he just asked the question, Daniel, did the living God keep you, save you? You ever have that moment where you're waiting on an answer and that anticipation, maybe you get hot or your blood pressure goes up or your heart starts pumping pretty fast or whatever it is. I would think maybe that's what happened here with the king. He was hoping to hear Daniel's voice because he didn't want to do what he had to do. He was hoping that God saved Daniel. Verse 21. Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me. Because I was found innocent before him, and also, O king, I have no done wrong. I have done no wrong before you. Here's the answer. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him because he believed in his God. Well, I'm not sure. I'm thrown in a den with a lion. I'm not sure how I would react. I wonder, this is just how my half a brain cell works, when the Lord shut the mouth of the lion, did they cuddle? I don't know. Did he hold him like a little doll? I don't know what he did. Right? Yeah. The king was exceedingly glad that Daniel was alive. Daniel couldn't do that. Daniel didn't have that ability to shut that mouth of the lion. He couldn't. But God did. You see, Daniel's responsibility was to remain faithful. God was responsible for the outcome. Said in verse 22, my God. He says, my God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth. God didn't pull my lion's den, did he? God didn't roll that seal away and have him come up out and put the seal back. He didn't do that. He left him in there. But he still took care of him. You see, God can deliver us from our suffering. Sometimes we don't feel like he does. Sometimes we question God. Sometimes we say, God, why don't you fix this right away? Why don't you make this, whatever this is, why don't you make it go away? Sometimes we don't always understand. Sometimes we don't get that it's not always on our time, but it's on his time. But rest assured, if we remain faithful to him, he will remain faithful to us. God will never abandon his faithful children. The greatest example of that was his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus remains faithful to the Father. He remains faithful even until his death on the cross. Daniel wasn't removed from the suffering. Jesus wasn't removed from the suffering. Jesus suffered very much. God saved him. God saved Daniel. And God will save us if we remain faithful. Yes, Christians, we must trust that no matter what trials we face, no matter what problems we have, that God is working for our eternal good. The lessons from Daniel very, very much apply today. And although we probably won't get physically thrown into a den of lions, we have our own lion's den we face, don't we? It's different for all of us. And it comes at different times. And it looks different. And it feels different. And some feel worse than others, but they're still there. But no matter what, we see time and time again through His Word and through His promise, if we remain faithful to Him, He will remain faithful to us. Let's pray together. Father, we love You. Father, we thank You for another opportunity to worship You. Father, we read the words that You have given us through the Holy Spirit. Father, we read many examples of where You took care of those in danger. Father, we read through Your Word that You love us and that You will take care of Your children. And Father, that's my prayer this evening. When we face those trials, Father, when we face the suffering, be with us, strengthen us, guide us. Father, may we rely on You daily. And may we never take for granted the love that You showed us by sending Your Son on this earth to die, to take away our sins. Father, we love You and we thank You. In His name we pray. Amen. So that same God shut the door, that shut the mouths of the lions, that same God still reigns today. That same God strengthens His people. He hears our prayers. And He promises us eternal life to those that remain faithful. Are you a child of His? Have you accepted that gift of Jesus Christ on that cross? Have you said, you know, my life isn't what it needs to be. I need to get rid of that old sin. I need to get rid of that old person. I need to be dedicated to You. Have you done that? If you've not done that, if you're not a child of His, He will not shut the mouth of a lion. If you are a child of His, you've been struggling, He's waiting to take you back. He never leaves us. We leave Him. But He never leaves us. He's always there. He's always waiting for His children to come home. If there's anything the church can do for you this evening, we look forward now as we stand and as we sing.